today on Rocking the Suburbs.
What's all this about the end of summer?
On behalf of my co-host and co-founder Jim Linehan, I'm Patrick Foster, and this is the Rockin' the Suburbs podcast. If you're a longtime listener, you may know that I believe that since there are 12 months in a year and four seasons, that fall officially begins and summer officially ends today, September 1st. But in many suburbs, you could comfortably swim in the pool or go to the beach in early October. It can be 90 degrees when you're standing in line to grab a pumpkin spice latte. Presented with this conflicting evidence, perhaps it's best to get comfortable with the idea that summer, when it comes right down to it, really is a state of mind. And no matter how you look at it, summer's almost gone.
Summer's almost gone. Summer's almost gone. Almost gone. Yeah, it's almost gone. Where will we be when the summer's gone? Morning found us calmly
One thing that cannot be debated in the summer scenario is that August just ended. That's right, it's over and it won't be coming back until next year. Sure, it was a great month with Suburbs Fest West and family fun and frolicking under a full moon. But as We the Kings once sang, August is over.
Even though we had all kinds of fun during August, we were busy. Frolicking and festing and family funning takes energy, and it takes planning, and it's not always free. And to pay for all that fun, you probably have to go to work. As someone once said, no work, no money. But Belle and Sebastian have a different take on summer. They feel it's best when it's wasted, and not in that black flag sense either.
Summer and winter, winter and springtime, you had the bud saying everything will be fine.
I spent the summer wasting, the time was passed so easily. But if the summer's wasted, how come that I could feel so free? I spent the summer.
Myself is all I have to show for 7 years.
makes us stay up all night. I spent the summer wasting, the time was passed so pleasantly. Say cheerio to us now, the only things I'll read off faces.
No matter how your summer went, it's going to end eventually. The leaves will start to turn, football games will return, and your neighbors will start hanging skeletons from their trees. There's not much we can do about it, unless we take some advice from Dashboard Confessional and bid summer farewell.
So long, sweet summer. I stumbled upon you and gratefully basked in your rays. So long, sweet summer. I fell into you, now you're gracefully falling away. Hey, thanks, thanks for that summer. It's cold where you're going, I hope that your heart's always warm. I gave you the best, I gave you the best that I have. Passed on the letters and passed on the best that I had. So, so long, sweet summer. I stumbled upon you and gratefully passed in your rain.
So is it still summer? Or is it fall? Is it time to break out your corduroys and hoodies? Or should you keep your bathing suit on that hook behind the door? It's impossible to say for sure. But if you adapt the viewpoint of The Cure, there may still be a few summer days left. Dusty Springfield thought at one time that summer is over. American football was sure that the summer ends. The Palma Violets lingered over the last of the summer wine. Electric Light Orchestra said, "It's over." Archer Pruitt lamented the last summer days. Frank Black pondered the end of summer. Beat Happening was already anticipating Indian summer. And that wise old sage, Don Henley, he knew. He knew there would come a time when the boys of summer would be gone. But as for us, dear listener, well, it's time to get on down the road. Maybe to work, maybe to school, because surely when school starts, summer's over, right? Well, no matter what your summer state of mind is, let's hope we can always call each other friends.
Fall is here, hear the yell, back to school, ring the bell. Brand new shoes, walking blues, climb the fence, books and pens. I can tell that we are gonna be friends. dust upon the ground and look at all the bugs we found. Safely walk to school without a sound. Safely walk to school without a sound. Here we are, no one else. We walk to school all by ourselves. There's dirt on our uniforms from chasing all the ants and worms. We clean up and now it's time to learn. We clean up and now it's time to learn. Numbers, letters, learn to spell. Nouns and books and show and tell. Playtime, we will throw the ball. Back to class, through the hall. Teacher marks our height against the wall. Teacher marks our height against the wall.